This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Some say you can tell a lot about a person by the way they decorate their home. We often find pleasure in the things we stick in our houses, be it trinkets we bought on holiday, film memorabilia, or paintings to liven up walls. And when we head to others' houses, we often see things we appreciate but wouldn't have in our own homes because maybe they're not quite to our taste. The point is, the way we decorate our homes is very personal. And while many of us have plenty of stuff, there are always people who go that little bit further. So when it comes to minimalism and maximalism, which one appeals to you more? Minimalism was an art movement that started in the 1950s. Its basic principles are derived from a concept of less is more, reducing things back to their most basic. Some people took that art style and used it as a way of living. Ideas of vast open spaces with an organized and functional structure may spring to mind. They are usually decorated in simple pastel colours, with many minimalists opting for duotone, often just black and white. For some, especially maximalists, it may seem sparse and a bit bland to live without many things, even boring or depressing. However, living in this way is seen by many as more practical. Maximalism is the opposite of minimalism and started in the 1970s. It embraces the core ideals that more is more. While minimalism centers around the principle of decluttering, it's easy to imagine that a maximalist home is overflowing with items. But that's not the base idea. It's more about filling the space, making the most of the area. Structured excess and bold colors combined with mixed patterns is what you will see in a home like this. For a minimalist, used to more simplistic designs, it could be overwhelming. But for those who embrace it, those things give a space personality. The way you have your home is up to you. But if you opt for maximalism, you may need to prepare for a bit more dusting.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.